Hello children, this is the continuation of class 8 geography chapter migration. In the last audio we have completed till the international migration. Here we are going to proceed with internal migration. Internal migration refers to people moving within a country's geographical boundary from one region to another. Two important factors are very essential for migration, that are the pull factors and push factors. Pull factors refers to the high standard of living, high salaries and wages, better education and health facilities, better employment opportunities, less polluted region, less congestion and better socio-cultural activities. Push factors in turn refers to the low standard of living, low salaries and wages, inadequate education and health facilities, low employment opportunity, high polluted region, over congested area, poor socio-cultural activities. Based on these factors, we have people migrating from one region to another, from villages or rural areas to town or cities or urban areas. Let's take the case of four types of internal migration. They are rural to rural migration, rural to urban migration, urban to urban migration, and urban to rural migration. Now, rural to rural migration is where people migrate due to marriage. Then, in the slack of agricultural season, they seek casual employment in the irrigation project, construction of roads, railroads and buildings. For example, during Green Revolution, a lot of laborers migrated from western Uttar Pradesh to Punjab and Haryana, the two states in India where Green Revolution for the crop wheat first took place. Then, rural to urban migration is mainly due to the pull factors of the urban areas, such as high employment opportunity, high salary and wages, better education and health facilities. Urban to urban migration is generally from a small town to larger cities or metro cities with more facilities. For example, Agra to New Delhi, Thane to Mumbai, Howrah to Kolkata, Mysore to Bangalore. Urban to rural migration is a movement that takes place in the advanced stage of urbanization, where due to over congestion, pollution, people prefer to stay in the outskirts of the urban area. For example, New Delhi to Mehroli. The cause of migration can be broadly classified into economic factors, education, marriage and lack of security, which has already been discussed in the preceding part. Migration affects both the areas of origin and the areas of destination. The impact of migration are, first, demographic consequences. Demographic is the term that refers to population. Migration leads to serious imbalance in the age and sex ratio, particularly in the area of out-migration, as young people move to the place of destination, leaving behind the old, female and children in the place of origin. Second, social consequences. Migration leads to diffusion of culture, causing cultural interaction and enrichment. In certain areas, the mixing of various culture also results in cultural conflicts. Generally, the youth migrate for education. The working male or female migrate for better job opportunities. This ultimately leads to family fragmentation or breakdown. Mostly, migrants move to the cities of developing countries, putting an enormous pressure on the limited resource, leading to people living in slums like in Mumbai, Delhi, Kolkata, Kanpur. Third, economic consequences. When a country receives an immigrant, that leads to an increase in the supply of labor, which in turn increases employment generation that adds to the national income. The negative impact includes loss of job for the locals, heavy burden on natural resources and public services. The brain drain, that is, the high-skilled emigrants who leave the less developed countries, their place of origin, for the more developed nation as their place of destination, causes an economic setback to their homeland. So children, we come to an end to the lesson migration. You have worksheet. Please copy the questions and write the answers in your exercise book. You can refer to the audio and also to your textbook for writing down the answer. Thank you, children.